please. The first excerpt is from Tess, Part 1, Inner Reflection. The entire reality, the upper ones and the lower ones, as one, in the final state of the end of correction, was emanated and created by a single thought. That single thought performs all the operations, and it is the essence of all the operations, and the purpose and essence of the labor. It is, in itself, the entire perfection and the sought-after reward. Supplementary reading here, so this is from the introduction to the Book of Zohar. By the very thought to create the souls, his thought completed everything. For he does not need an act, as do we. Instantaneously, all the souls and worlds that were destined to be created emerged, filled with all the delight and pleasure and the gentleness that he had planned for them, in the final perfection that the souls were destined to receive at the end of correction. After the will to receive in the souls has been fully corrected and has turned into pure bestowal, in complete equivalence of form with the emanator. This is so because in his eternalness, past, present, and future are as one. The future is as the present, and there is no such thing as time for him. Hence, there was never an issue of a corrupted will to receive in its separated state in Ein Sof. On the contrary, that equivalence of form, destined to be revealed at the end of correction, appeared instantly in his eternalness. Our sages said about this, before the world was created, there were he is one and his name one. For the separated form in the will to receive had not been revealed in the reality of the souls that emerged in the thought of creation. Rather, they were adhered to him in equivalence of form by way of he is one and his name one.
So let's go to something else.
Excerpt 2 from the Book of Zohar, the portion of Lech Lecha. All that there is in the world is from the Creator. He alone did, does, and will do all the deeds in the world. He knows in advance all that will unfold in the end, as it is written, declaring the end from the beginning. And he watches and does things in the beginning, in order to repeat them and to do them perfectly after some time.
Excerpt number 3, says Baal HaSulam, come and learn the true wisdom, the reason for all of these complications, because in the Creator, there is no thought whatsoever. And the matter is simple, because all thoughts that come to a person's mind, they are the action of the Creator. What he wants to say is that it's not like a person feels that he is the one that draws them from some place, or that they come to him for reason of cause and consequence. This is a lie, the head of all lies. But even the tiniest thought is sent to a person's mind by the Creator. And this is what allows any person or beast to operate. Meaning, when the Creator wants to operate the living beings, there is one thought that he sends that moves them. It's like sending rain upon the ground, like the ground, it can't feel who sends the rain upon it. The very same way with man himself, that in no way can he feel the one that sent him this thought, because in it he will not feel before it comes to his imagination. And since it is at his disposal, it seems to him as a part of himself. And in this, you can understand that you cannot grasp him, and the reason is simple, because the Creator, it will not come to his desire to send to us such a thought that will be ready for his attainment, but he has arranged for us an order of thoughts, where from that entire order, eventually, we must attain him in a truthful manner, which is the secret for nothing shall be missing of him. Excerpt number 4, says Bala Sulam. Everyone believes in private providence, but do not adhere to it at all. The reason is that an alien and foul thought cannot be attributed to the Creator, who is the epitome of the good who does good. However, only the truth servants of the Creator does the knowledge of private providence open, that He caused all the reasons that preceded it, both good and bad. Then they are adhered to private providence, for all who are connected to the pure are pure. Since the guardian is united with his guarded, there is no apparent division between bad and good. They're all loved and are all clear, for they are all carriers of the vessels of the Creator, ready to glorify the revelation of His uniqueness. It is known by the senses, and to that extent they have knowledge in the end that all the actions and the thoughts, both good and bad, are the carriers of the vessels of the Creator. He prepared them. From His mouth they emerged, and at the end of correction it will be known to all. However, in between, it is a long and threatening exile. The main problem is that when one sees some wrongful action, he falls from his degree and clings to the famous lie and forgets that he is like an axe in the hand of the cutter. Instead, one thinks of himself as the owner of this act and forgets the reasons for all the consequences from whom everything comes, and that there is no other operator in the world but him. This is the lesson. Although he knew it at first, still, at the time of need, he will not control his awareness to attribute everything to the cause which sentences to the side of merit. Five.
Excerpt number 5 from Zohar for All. Introduction to the Book of Zohar on the Night of the Bride, 138. When we use the vessels of reception contrary to how they were created, we necessarily sense evil in the operations of providence in relation to us. It's a law that the creature cannot receive disclosed evil from the Creator, for it is a flaw in the glory of the Creator for the creature to perceive Him as an evildoer. For this is unbecoming of the complete operator. Hence, when one feels bad, denial of the Creator's guidance lies upon him, and the superior operator is concealed from him to that same extent. This is the greatest punishment in the world. Thus, the sensation of good and evil in relation to his guidance brings with it the sensation of reward and punishment for one who exerts into not part from the faith in the Creator is rewarded even when he tastes a bad taste in providence. And if he does not exert, he will have a punishment because he is separated